It is now time for our featured segment, and it's called Mic Check, ladies and gentlemen. On the 30th of March, 2023, it was a solemn day here in these United States, but an historic day. It was the first time in the history of the United States that a president or a former president was indicted. And we saw it fit this morning to take a look at what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. This historic move by a New York grand jury for indicting Donald John Trump. Our special guest this morning will talk about it. And I'm going to do a little thing different this morning, Anthony.
From Treasure Beach in rural Jamaica to the United Nations and the global stage, Ambassador Curtis Ward navigated the geopolitical landscape as an international statesman extraordinaire. From humble beginnings with the nurturing and guidance of his parents, he won a competitive scholarship to a premier Jamaican high school, where he matriculated before migrating to the United States to attend Howard University. There, he earned his Bachelor of Arts and then a Juris Doctor and later a Master of Law from Georgetown University. After serving in Jamaica's Foreign Service in the Washington Embassy in the 1970s, he founded his own law firm, practicing law for 19 years in Washington, D.C., building a reputation of integrity and trust and dedication to service to the immigrant community. Appointed by the Jamaican government in 1999 as ambassador and deputy permanent representative of Jamaica to the United Nations with special responsibility for the Security Council affairs, he served from January 2000 to December 2001. He developed a lasting commitment to international peace and security, human rights, and conflict prevention. Earning the respect of his Security Council's colleague, he served as the first chairman of the Security Council Working Group on Peacekeeping Operations. The September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States added counterterrorism to Ambassador Ward's portfolio. He joined the UN Counterterrorism Committee, the CTC, in May of 2002 as expert advisor and liaison with regional and international organizations. He developed and supervised the UN CTC Technical Assistance Facilitation Program and served as the CTC's principal proponent and advocate for global and national counterterrorism capacity building. In bilateral meeting with over 100 permanent representatives at the United Nations, he encouraged government to implement counterterrorism capacity building mandates, and he keynote conferences and presented on counterterrorism panel in over 30 countries. He brought his vast experience and knowledge to international counseling, including 8 months in West Africa as head of a joint UN ECOWAS mission in 2008 to 2009, investigating the disappearance and death of some 55 West Africans in the Gambia. He has guest lectured at numerous prestigious institutions, including several lectures at the National Defense University in Washington, D.C. In academia, as former adjunct professional lecturer at the Elliott School of International Affairs, George Washington University, and currently as adjunct professor in the Homeland Security Graduate Program at the University of the District of Columbia. He has a busy media presence as a host of Carib Nation Television, publisher of the Ward Post, and his podcast, Real Talk with Ambassador Curtis Ward. And his analysis and views are in high demand by radio, television, and the printed press in the Caribbean region. A devoted husband for 48 years to his wife, Sonia, together they raise 3 children, Maisha, Tamara, and Kareem. His journey from Jamaica to the global stage is a journey of service and achievement. And as an international statesman, integrity and morality are the hallmark of Ambassador Curtis Ward's professionalism.
So we welcome Ambassador Curtis Ward to Groovin' Radio this Saturday morning. Good morning, Ambassador. I'm saluting you, you know. I'm honoring you, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Rush.
Good morning, Ambassador.
Hi, good morning, Anthony.
How are you doing this morning, Ambassador?
I'm doing good. You just made my day.
You know, Ambassador, I love you, my brother, and, you know, for all the work that you have done and for everything that you have done for Jamaica and the diaspora. You know, it is said to, it is always said to give them their flowers when they're here. So I will always honor and respect you, my brother.
Thank you so much.
Now, let's get into the fact of the matter here this morning. Donald Trump has been indicted, the first former president. This is historic, Curtis Ward.
Yes, and as you said, you know, the indictment of Donald Trump is historic.
Mm-hmm.
It is unprecedented, mm-hmm. as you also said, in the U.S., for a former president to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
I see this indictment of ex-President Donald Trump as confirmation
mm-hmm.
that the rule of law, which is an important pillar of democracy,
mm-hmm.
prevails in America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, while the system faces challenges from time to time, and we have been experiencing that for several years,
mm-hmm.
there are enough good people who will ensure democracy and rule of law will triumph
mm-hmm.
over those who seek to undermine it.
Right.
That does not mean we should not be vigilant. We must always be vigilant. Whether we are in the U.S. or Jamaica or elsewhere in the Caribbean or anywhere in the Americas, as a matter of fact, anywhere in the world, where autocrats and authoritarianism emerge.
Mm.
I also see this indictment as a lesson to other would-be autocrats
mm.
heading up governments in democratic systems, and that the lesson, no one is above the law. There is no impunity for wrongdoing in countries.
Mm-hmm.
The rule of law prevails.
Indeed. You know, Ambassador and Anthony, when you look at this, criminally charged, and this is coming on the heels of Mr. Trump's businesses being found guilty here in the state of New York by Attorney General Tish James. She won her case against Donald Trump. And his chief financial officer, Allen Weinberg, is currently serving time for Mr. Donald Trump. But for this to happen, also Ambassador Curtis Ward, you're a lawyer, for this to happen, Just weeks after the Georgia grand jury said that they have now recommended charges, and the DOJ, the Department of Justice, coming out about a week and a half ago for the first time in saying that they now have the evidence that Mr. Trump has used his attorneys to commit crimes. All these developments, Ambassador Curtis Ward, all these developments, and then Alvin Bragg took a bold leap this past Thursday when his grand jury handed down Dee's indictment. It has rang out loud in Washington, D.C., Ambassador Curtis Ward, to the point where a lot of Republicans have now gone silent. What do you think they're thinking, Curtis Ward?
I wish I could get into their heads. Like you said, a lot of them have gone silent, but there are a few
mm-hmm.
diehard Trump supporters
mm-hmm.
who are making wild statements which will not contribute to the rule of law and democracy in this country. Those wild statements actually threaten rule of law. But let me say this. You mentioned District Attorney Alvin Bragg. This guy is tough. He cannot be intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
And he is very well qualified, very experienced to move this case forward. He's a Harvard Law School graduate who has served as a federal prosecutor in the famous Southern District of New York. He's also served as an assistant attorney general at the New York State Attorney General's office. He is top, very experienced prosecutor. He has spent more than 20 years working in the criminal justice system. So all the noise that they are hearing from some of these Republicans and out of Mar-a-Lago will not intimidate him. And he would not have brought this indictment if he was not very confident as an experienced prosecutor that he can prove his case in the court and the justice system will prevail.
You know, Ambassador, it was only last week, or this past week also, that a federal judge has now ordered Vice President Mike Pence to testify before a grand jury. The same federal judge has also asked some top aides to Donald Trump to testify before the grand jury. He's not even asking. He's telling them that they have to testify. And they have now gone, Anthony, and they have thrown out what Mr. Trump have always been claiming, presidential privileges. All of that has been now thrown out. And one missing link, Anthony, that we're not seeing here is Rudy Giuliani. Where is Rudy Giuliani in all of this? We haven't seen Rudy, huh?
Are you asking me that?
I'm asking my good friend Anthony. Anthony, where's Rudy?
Oh, okay, Anthony, answer.
Oh, me? Oh, Rudy. Rudy may be in some hole. Hiding.
You know, it's a serious matter because when you look at this indictment, I mean, I think Mr. President, I think Mr. Trump wanted to call a bluff on Alvin Bragg. I think he wanted to, yes, and he tried to intimidate him and his office, but he called him a bluff. But with them going back and calling back his attorneys who had testified before, and also the key witness here who now has the goods and has presented the goods, which are those checks that was paid personally to him by Mr. Trump. They have Mr. Trump where they want him, and now I think he's now saying that he will voluntarily turn himself in come next week, Tuesday. Ambassador, you have traveled the world. You have traveled the world and you've worked in different places. How does this look now to the rest of the world that a former president and a man who's currently running again for president of these United States, how does it look that he's now being indicted?
Let me say this. I think liberal democracies around the world are relieved that the rule of law is still paramount in the United States of America. That no one is above the law. That any leader or any person who violates the criminal laws of the United States must be held accountable. There is no impunity for anyone, regardless of their status. And, you know, many liberal democracies and quasi-democracies around the world not hesitated to prosecute former leaders when they have committed crimes. There's a whole long list of them, Raj. I could give you some examples if you want them.
True, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, as you know right now, former Prime Minister Imran Khan in Pakistan is facing arrest on terrorism charges. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak is heading to prison. Conviction for corruption. Right. We know that the current Brazilian President, Lula da Silva, he was prosecuted on corruption and convicted, even though that was overthrown. The mere fact that he was prosecuted is indicative of the fact that the rule of law is working and the justice system is working. The former president of Argentina, Kirchner, she was convicted. The current Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu,
mm-hmm.
he is on the trial for corruption. And that is not unusual in Israel.
Right.
We hold up Israel as a democracy in the Middle East. As a matter of fact, we tend to say it is the only democracy in the Middle East.
Mm.
But Israel has already sent two former leaders to prison.
Right.
In France, another liberal democracy, former President Nicolas Sarkozy,
mm-hmm.
convicted and served and sentenced to prison. Also, former President Jacques Chirac was prosecuted, charged, and convicted on corruption charges.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on. South Korea has sent two former presidents to prison. Taiwan, the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi was convicted on tax fraud.
Wow.
Peru President Fujimori. South African President Jacob Zuma was sent to jail for contempt of court, refusing to testify
right.
in a corruption case. Japan has convicted and sentenced former Prime Minister Tanaka, and on and on and on. The United States has been an exception to the rule of law being enforced vigorously against former leaders. You will recall in 1974,
mm-hmm.
you're old enough, Ross, and Anthony,
yeah.
I'm sure you're old enough.
Indeed, Mr. Nixon.
When Richard Nixon resigned,
mm-hmm.
Because he was about to impeach, and then President Gerald Ford pardoned him. Why? Because prosecution of Richard Nixon was imminent,
mm-hmm.
and a conviction was assured.
Indeed.
We have former Vice President Spiro Agnew,
mm-hmm.
who resigned in disgrace, because he was about to be sent, tried and convicted on corruption charges. So the United States, though this indictment, and it's only the first one, mind you,
mm-hmm.
of Donald Trump, an ex-president of the United States, is unprecedented in American history.
Indeed.
And is causing a certain amount of in some of the Republican circles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is not unprecedented for liberal democracy.
Indeed, Anthony.
One thing I wanted you to do for us, Ambassador, as a legal scholar, because when I listen to some of our media guys over there at Fox News talking about people better be careful, and they're actually blaming Attorney Bragg. But can you just outline the process? Because first there's an investigation that is done by the Attorney General. Then it has to go before a judge. And then if the judge gives the green light, then there's the grand jury and all that. So the way the Fox and some of the right-leaning media are presenting it, they're just making it seem like it's Attorney Bragg by himself just doing all of this, but there's
right.
a process. So can
right.
you explain the process?
And before you explain the Ambassador, 1 second. Before you explain the process, hold your thought 1 second. Before you explain the process, let's be clear here. Let's be clear here that it's a 30-count indictment. That's number one. Number two, there's a fraud indictment in this. And Mr. Trump's businesses have already been convicted. Been convicted and fined for these frauds. So for anyone in their rightful mind to think that Alvin Bragg has gone out on a limb by himself here, no rightful thinking person, Anthony, should be buying into that concept. This is a clear case that some monkeying around took place. Ambassador, go ahead.
Let us go back. Then President Donald Trump's Justice Department,
mm-hmm.
headed up by Attorney General Bill Barr.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Cohen was indicted in the Southern District of New York?
Mm-hmm.
Federal prosecutors, the indictment clearly stated it was a conspiracy
mm-hmm.
that Trump was identified as
individual number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
And that he directed,
mm-hmm.
commanded Cohen to carry out an illegal act. That was Trump's own Justice Department.
Mm.
At which point, the Justice Department then said to the prosecutors in New York, drop the case against Cohen. They disobeyed Barr and proceeded. No doubt, instructed Barr to instruct the prosecutors in New York to drop the case.
Mm-hmm.
Berman, who was then the lead out there, he, in his book, has set this out quite clearly. So, let us not kid ourselves about Bragg doing this. When Bragg came into office,
mm-hmm.
on January 1st, 2022,
mm-hmm.
he was handed a case that had been investigated under Cyrus Vance,
yes.
Jr.,
yes.
his predecessor,
mm-hmm.
and ready to go to the grand jury for an indictment,
mm-hmm.
or for the prosecutor himself to issue charges. Bragg said, no, let me review this case thoroughly.
Indeed.
Two lead prosecutors on the case actually
quit,
resigned in protest because he hadn't proceeded.
Mm-hmm.
It took him a year,
mm-hmm.
going through and reviewing thoroughly the evidence and adding additional evidence. You mentioned documentary evidence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He added a mountain of documentary evidence.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't just go on the words of Cohen or any other. He had Trump chief financial person come
indeed.
In and testify
indeed.
To his grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
And is not he's the one who grand jury. That's his authority.
Indeed.
And he presents evidence to them. And if they find violation of law has taken place, they are the ones who vote on the indictment.
Indeed.
And come Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
we will know. There are reports about 30 indictments.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know for sure exactly what they are.
Mm-hmm.
But on Tuesday, all this will be known.
Indeed.
And those who believe the rule of law should not be enforced country are only kidding themselves.
Indeed. It is now time for accountability. And we're seeing accountability here. And here's what you said, and I hope people caught on to this. When Donald Trump, chief financial officer, Mr. Allen Weinberg, who's currently in jail, when he went and testified before Mr. Alvin Bragg, and then he went up to Albany, and he testified in front of Letitia James, and he actually pled guilty. He took a plea deal. He pled guilty. So all that information is there. So for them to try to spin the narrative another way now, it is a little bit too late. This is going to be a domino effect. It is going to come tumbling down. And Ambassador, with all those names that you call about leaders around the world who have gone to jail and who are heading to jail, if I was Donald Trump right now, I would be a little bit worried. I would be concerned. The only thing I could say, the fact that America wasn't really in the business of locking up its leaders, and now they've taken this course where they've gone and they've indicted a past president. This now means it is serious business. It also came at a time, Ambassador Curtis Ward, when the current president, Mr. Joe Biden, pledged this past Wednesday $700 million to promote democracy around the world. Is this an accident? that we're spending so much money now? Huh? It's not an accident.
No, Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, had convened a democracy summit mm-hmm. in his first year as president mm-hmm. in 2021. Mm-hmm. And he made certain promises to help strengthen democracy and rule of law, to protect human rights and so on around the world. Mm-hmm. And let me sort of just skip to the African continent, where we've had lots of issues and problems and conflicts. Mm. And now the vice president
is in Africa.
Is touring three countries mm-hmm. in Africa. Mm. This is the beginning of serious democracy building in Africa. Mm. And this is so important to all of us. But look, America has been the beacon of democracy and rule of law. Many political representatives have gone to jail. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yes, indeed.
Even up in New York, your governor
had to resign.
And so on and so forth.
Ambassador, all your thoughts there. The computers are going to take over in 30 seconds. I want to come back on the flip side. We're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we're going to pick up right here, where Andrew Cuomo had to resign again, and then we wrap the conversation. Stay where you are, Ambassador Curtis Ward. It's Groovin' Radio on a Saturday morning.
Accepting our offer to be part of our Broadway cast includes dinner every evening at any 5-star Manhattan restaurant.
Thank you, but no thank you. When I'm in New York, I only eat at the door.
Have you ever eaten at any 5-star Manhattan restaurant? Huh?
5-star or 5 trillion star. Me uncle niam at the door.
The door.
The door.
The door. The door. Elegance. Fine dining. Our professional staff is here to serve you.
And most importantly, great Jamaican foods. For elegant dining and authentic Jamaican food.
It's powerful, it's informative, it's educational with lots of thought-provoking conversations. Yes, it's Groovin' Radio, Saturday morning 9 to 11:30 and Sunday evening 6 to 8, right here on 93.5 WVIP, hosted by Ross Klemm. Join the Groovin' Radio experience and stay one step ahead.
Yes, indeed. And as we welcome you back to the final 25 minutes of our Groovin' Radio's presentation this Saturday morning, my name is Ras Klemm. We are in our featured segment. It is called Mic Check, another thought-provoking conversation this morning. Our featured guest this morning is no stranger. He's attorney at law, former ambassador from Jamaica to the United Nations, Ambassador Curtis Ward. Anthony Turner is also a part of the conversation. The historic indictment of former President Donald John Trump, is the conversation this morning. Welcome back, Ambassador.
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Yeah, welcome back, Anthony.
Yeah.
Before we took the break, Ambassador, we were talking about folks even here in New York who had to resign and almost went to jail. We're talking about Governor Andrew Cuomo, who had to step down because of his dealings and wheelings. So we're not playing around here these days, huh?
No, we're not. And there are a number of congressional representatives, governors, mayors, mm-hmm. that have all gone to jail. Mm-hmm. You know, here in the U.S., just never got to the presidency. Mm-hmm. But you know, while the district attorney in New York, Alvin mm-hmm. Bragg, mm-hmm. has taken the lead. Mm-hmm. There is speculation that he had to move quickly mm-hmm. because the statute of limitations would soon expire.
Indeed.
And so he had to move quickly. And I don't believe he was trying to claim first out of the gate.
Not at all. Uh-huh.
But he was probably forced to do so.
Indeed.
But the ex-president is facing a number of other indictments.
Indeed.
Out of Georgia, which mm-hmm. for election interference, mm-hmm. trying to overturn the result mm-hmm. in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And that seemed to be coming pretty soon.
Indeed.
So we'll be talking about that in a few weeks.
Oh,
perhaps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
and certainly, special counsel Jack Smith,
mm-hmm.
who is investigating the January 6th, 2021 insurrection,
mm-hmm.
as well as the mishandling of sensitive national security documents
mm-hmm.
at Mar-a-Lago,
mm-hmm.
and deliberately hiding from the FBI that there were documents there.
Mm-hmm.
These are two very serious charges.
Indeed.
If indictment follows, which it seems would probably be the case, the probability is very high, then we'll see Mr. Trump in a whole heap of trouble.
A whole lot of trouble.
I remember earlier you asked about Rudy Giuliani.
Mm-hmm.
He has been forced to testify in Georgia. He's under investigation
mm-hmm.
in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's one of the individuals, along with several others, the ex-president of a social subject to prosecution.
Indeed.
And who knows what's going to happen.
Yeah. You know, Ambassador, a few weeks ago, you know, and Anthony, a few weeks ago when the Georgia grand jury said they had recommended quite a few charges, I remember saying that on radio. And I was told that we were too eager and too quick to be the first to report these issues. But we're not eager. We're not quick. We're just following the facts. And as we follow the facts, you see, a lot of people now is going to say, yes, I know Donald Trump was going to be indicted. But have you ever really spent any time to educate the community on what's been going on? Or are we just turning a blind eye to democracy being challenged and being, trying to be overthrown here? Yes. We were supposed to make this grand announcement this morning regarding Grooving in the Park. But this indictment supersede what we're going to make this morning, Anthony. So we'll get back on course next week to talk about Grooving in the Park. But this is an historic move that America and the world is now paying attention to, that no one, Ambassador Curtis Ward, is above the law. One more question, then we close out, Anthony. Go ahead.
Yeah, Ambassador, two-part thing I wanted to say. You mentioned a number of world leaders that have been either indicted or been cast in prison. Could this be a prelude to what may come in Jamaica with all the corruption? And the second part I wanted to ask you is, if indicted, is there a possibility that he may not go to prison, or he may have to?
Oh, that's a double-edged sword. On the first question about Jamaica, we know there are a number of corruption charges facing a number of individuals. But the Jamaican judicial system seem to be so slow and moving slower than a snail. So who knows what's going to happen in Jamaica. But if we are serious about democracy and the rule of law in Jamaica, if we are serious about maintaining democracy, if we are serious about holding accountable for their actions,
mm-hmm.
if you are serious about wiping out corruption, which has done significant damage to Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
then we have to step up our game. And anyone that have been involved in corrupt practices should be held accountable,
mm-hmm.
regardless of who.
You know,
what is the second half of your question?
Yeah, were you talking about the indictment of Donald Trump and jail time, Anthony?
Yes.
Anthony?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He was questioning whether he will go to jail this week. I don't want to prejudge that. Cohen, his attorney, went to jail. They are trying to parse this and try to show that Cohen went to jail for lying and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you are convicted of a crime, the judge will have the option of determining sentence based on what the statute allows for.
Indeed.
The prosecutor could also ask the judge for a reduced sentence or maybe house arrest, maybe community service instead of incarceration. So anything is possible.
And, go ahead.
And because of the security risk,
right.
The former president, and I'm not speaking merely about personal security. I'm speaking about national security because of all the secrets about U.S. national security that the president knows from all the briefings received from the intelligence community. It may very well be in the interest of U.S. national security not to incarcerate him.
And
we're talking about maybe this indictment, other indictments, and so on.
Right, right.
But these are just a few of the considerations.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, Ambassador, I will caution people. Donald Trump was the president of the United States. And some of us are too quick to see... would love to see Donald Trump behind bars. But as you intelligently stated just now, Ambassador, putting Donald Trump behind bars is not even another victory. The victory here is that Trump is indicted. The victory here is that Trump is criminally charged. So, you know, let's leave the jail conversation for another time. And I just wanted to keep it U.S. I didn't want to go to Jamaica. Let me tell you why I didn't want to go to Jamaica, Anthony. You know, there are folks who keenly listen to this program. Keenly listen to this program. And we have to be very careful what we say on this program. You know, oftentimes we call ex-presidents and even presidents here, we call them by a name. Whether we say Barack or Trump or Clinton or whoever, Bush. I understand that recently in an interview with the Prime Minister's wife, I mentioned the Prime Minister as Andrew. And Anthony, a phone call was made. And I am publicly stating it this morning that we have to be extremely careful how we mention certain things. Because there are people who are now listening and carrying back information in the wrong way. So you have to be very, very mindful. Ambassador, tell our listeners where they can find you, no? Go ahead.
Well, I have a podcast called Real Talk with Ambassador Curtis Ward. It's available on any other podcast platforms that you use. I also have the Ward Post, which is my blog where all my analysis goes. It's thewardpost.com. And these are my two main media output. I also host programs on Carib Nation Television. And there is a Carib Nation TV YouTube channel that myself and other hosts are carried on that channel.
And I understand last night you were on CVM TV talking about the same subject matter we're discussing this morning. So down in Jamaica, they're also curious about this indictment, Ambassador?
Yes, they are.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, I monitor the Jamaican papers throughout the day for any breaking news in Jamaica. And immediately it hit the headlines here. It was reported in the Jamaican paper.
Wow.
Because they subscribe to, you know, some of the media. Whatever they call them. But you mentioned something, Rustin. When you say your program has been criticized for being
You're breaking up, Ambassador. Ambassador?
Rudy.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Go ahead.
What good is your program? You're not quick to report the news. As long as you're reporting facts.
Indeed.
You should be out of the gate immediately.
Indeed.
Your responsibility as a reporter, as a journalist, as a radio host, carry news item and analysis.
Indeed.
You should be out the gate. If you can get ahead of everybody else, that'll be it.
Indeed.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much, sir. My very, very good friend, my brother, my uncle, my dada, my papi, Curtis Ward. I'm busting up Curtis Ward. I love you, my brother. And as I said at the top of this program, for all what you have done for Jamaica, for all what you have done for the diaspora, Ambassador Curtis Ward, we salute you, and we will always, always be here to support you, my brother, in all your endeavors. One love. And as Miss Luke said,
thank you very much.
Well, good. You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Take care, Ambassador Curtis.
All right, Ambassador.
One love. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of our mic check presentation this morning.